Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance.
Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt. We are from M. Vanderplough Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, taking my son to school today, it was a bit of a task with the heavy, wet snow coming down and the roads sloppy with slush and ice. Don't know why today the school didn't say, hey, we're going to do a late start. Because according to the forecast today, we were supposed to get snow until about 11 a.m. So I don't know why they just didn't say, hey, you know what, we're going to do a late start, allow the snow plows time to get out there and clear up some of them roads and lay some ice, some snow melt down. So why don't you kids sleep in and we'll catch you about 10:30, 11 o'clock. But no, we ended up going to having to drive to school. At one point, we had to pull over and let a fire truck pass. Apparently, there was an accident somewhere, and they had to quickly get there and assist the police officers and I'm sure other emergency personnel who were on scene. Also, on the way to take him to school, we passed by a vehicle that was in a ditch, and it was like almost on its side. In the ditch, hazards were going and headlights were on. It didn't look like there was anybody in the vehicle. I really couldn't tell. I was too busy focusing on the road myself to make sure that I didn't end up in the ditch. But hopefully that person did get out of the vehicle and is okay. Now, there's still a little bit of winter left with snow in the forecast for parts of the Midwest yet. Yeah, my son on the way to school, he's like, you know what, Dad, it'd probably be a good idea to share some winter driving tips. To help people safe on the slippery and sloppy roadways. I'm like, you know what? That's a good idea. We may have done a winter driving safety podcast earlier, like last November or December. But I think it's a good idea to go through it again, just to give you some additional articles to look up and check out with tips. And again, if you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to our blog. If you happen to be listening later on, just in the upper right, type in Winter Driving Safety Tips 2024. It will bring you to the blog post associated with this podcast with tips that I'm going to share with you, along with links to the full articles so that you can read many more tips that they have for you from these particular websites. Now, I found this article from the News Wheel with tips in case you slide off the road and are stuck in a ditch. Again, we passed by that that vehicle that slid off into a ditch. I'm sure there's going to be many more today with people either not being super careful or the roads just being too slick and people are unable to maintain being on the road. So I'm only going to share a few tips. I want you to read the full article from the News Wheel. They have more tips to help you. First tip they have for you is hazards on. Once you find yourself in a ditch, turn your lights on, if they aren't already, and your hazards in order to make sure your vehicle is as visible as possible. After that, check yourself and your passengers for injuries before getting out of the vehicle. I mean, if you've got soreness or you know, any sort of stomach pain or potentially symptoms of a heart attack or something like that. Maybe your arm is injured, your leg is injured. Check yourself out, check your passengers out before you even attempt to get out of the vehicle. If you guys are hurt, obviously, you know, after you get in the ditch and turn on your hazards, you should be on the phone calling 911 to have somebody come out and help you. The next tip I have here is maneuver if possible. If you think your vehicle is in a position to be able to get out of the ditch on its own, eliminate as much excess weight as possible from the vehicle, including passengers and even the spare tire if you're able to remove it. Make it as light as possible to be able to get out of that ditch. Very important. If you can get the spare tire and get it out, great. If you can't, then I guess you can't. I know my vehicle doesn't have a spare tire anymore because it was taken down in an accident. But with my truck, the spare tire is up underneath the vehicle, and it's kind of hard to get to, and especially it was difficult to get down because the you had to crank it down in order to get off, but the crank was rusted shut, so there's really no way to get it cranked down. But yeah, if you're able to get the spare tire off, definitely. If you have any cargo, any heavy cargo that's in the vehicle, try to make the vehicle as light as possible if you're going to try to maneuver out of the ditch. Third tip I want to share with you is find traction. Hopefully you have an emergency kit in your vehicle that includes either sand or kitty litter to spread around the tires to give them some traction. And I think if you go back through our podcast, we do talk about having an emergency kit in your vehicle and what that should include. And it should include a bag of kitty litter or a bag of sand for situations like this where you need to get some traction. They also recommend that flattened cardboard boxes, or even if your vehicle has floor mats can help with traction if you don't have sand or kitty litter. And again, I want you to read the full article from the Newswheel with more tips on how to safely get out of a ditch. Now, the other article I found from the National Highway Transportation Safety Association, or National Highway and Traffic Safety Association, NHTSA. I didn't look it up, I'm sorry. But the NHTSA has tips to help you navigate those icy roads. These are some just before you get out on the road, inspect your tires. You should check your tires at least once a month for wear or damage. Interestingly enough, manufacturers recommend replacing tires every 6 years, no matter their condition or mileage. So if you've got a vehicle with tires that are 6 years old, but the tread's still good, and it's only got 10 or 20,000 miles on it, well, if it's 6 years old, it's time to replace it, because I'm sure you've got dry rot, you've got other issues that may weaken the tires. So it's always recommended by the manufacturers at least to replace those tires every 6 years, no matter the condition or mileage. The next one I haven't thought of, it's been so long, and that's check those baby seats. Make sure that the harness in your child's baby seat is properly adjusted to include the wearing of their winter coat. The winter coats get to be bulky, so you definitely want to readjust that harness. The harness should be snug, but not tight against their bodies. So you want it to be like feeling like a hug, like they're being hugged by the harness, not being strangled by it. I know you get that feeling where, if something's too tight, it feels too tight. Babies, unfortunately, can't tell you that it's too tight. So make sure that you do take the time to check it and make sure that the harness feels like a hug, that it's keeping them secure, but it's not like suffocating them, by being too tight. And the other tip I want to share with you is check the road conditions. Look at your local weather forecast, either on your phone or online, to check the conditions. Oftentimes, news stations provide information on the conditions of the local roadways, as well as point out any trouble areas where accidents have been reported. On the way to take my son to school this morning, we were listening to the radio, and every 20 minutes or so, They do give a forecast as far as, you know, what to expect as far as the weather. And then also traffic conditions. And there were a couple areas in Grand Rapids that were pretty serious. Several accidents on one stretch of road, talking about vehicles in the ditch and whatnot. So definitely check the road conditions before you head out on the road. Now, again, check out the full article from the NHTSA with more tips to help protect you and your loved ones as you're out there on the road. And you can just go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to our blog. If you need listening later on, in the upper right of that blog, there's a search bar. Type in Winter Driving Safety Tips 2024. It'll bring you to the posts associated with this podcast with links to the article from Newswheel and the NHTSA with more tips in the articles to help you if you get stuck in a ditch or and also driving on the winter roads. So be sure to check that out. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan area, Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, blah, 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 give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that address is mvpinsure.us. Again, that's mvpinsure.us. You want to send us an email, you can do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt, and I hope you have a wonderful week. Hope you have a safe week. And if it's snowing where you're at, I just hope the snow melts soon. Until next time, take care.